Harpo to beat me?
I'm sorry.
I love Harpo. God knows I do. But I'll kill him dead before I let him or anybody beat me. All my life, I had to fight. I had to fight my daddy. I had to fight my brothers, my cousins, my uncles too. But I never, 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 never thought I'd have to fight in my own house.
That was Felicia P. Fields playing the character Sophia in the Broadway musical adaptation of The Color Purple. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Youth Mic producers Isis Thompson and Brittany Cates interview two women about their experiences in violent relationships.
When you first met your mate, did he seem violent to you?
No. They never, usually when you begin a relationship, the violent person never is violent in the beginning. You probably may have signs that they're violent, but most females, they tend to overlook that. Like, my boyfriend at one point, he would do things like, we would go out to dinner or something, and I would go to the bathroom or something. I would come back from the bathroom, and he's like, you know, screaming at me. You know, what took you so long? What were you doing? You know, getting real hysterical. And that was a sign right there that that was going to lead up to something. But I didn't think it was anything. I just thought that, oh, he loved me, he cared about me, and he was just worried.
Elena?
I agree. When I grew up feeling unprotected. So when I met my mate and he wanted to protect me, and he wanted to pick me up from school, and he wanted to walk me to work, and he wanted me to make sure I called him. It's like I felt like, wow, he really loves me. He's going to protect me from the world. But that protection turns into obsession. Yeah. And before you know it, you can't go anywhere, and you can't do this, and you can't do that. And it's really subtle, but before you know it, you're in really deep.
Did the abuse start as physical or mental abuse?
Or was it both?
For me, it was emotional abuse. Just little things that you say to eat at your self-esteem and cut off you from other relatives, and they isolate you. And before you know it, the only input you get is from them.
I agree. You start to believe that they are telling you the right thing. It's almost like you're brainwashed and you don't know anything else but what they're telling you, and whatever they're saying is the best thing that anyone has told you before. And I feel that also with me and previous relationships, I was in two abusive relationships, and in one abusive relationship, I was pulling away from my own family and didn't even notice that I was doing that until someone pointed it out to me. But I was so caught up, and I just felt, you know, I have my boyfriend. He's all I need. It's me and him against the world. When in actuality, it was me against other people that really loved and cared about me.
Love is blind, as people would say.
Yes, I agree.
Did you ever feel like you had no other choice but to stay with your abusive spouse, Lena?
Yeah, because in a few occasions I had left, and it's really nowhere to go. I remember one incident when the police came, took the whole family to an EAU, which is an emergency assistance unit, and we basically slept there on the floor for 4 days, and my thoughts was, okay, sleep on the floor or go back and deal with that, and it was go back and deal with that.
For me, I think it was mostly denial. I didn't want to believe that I was being abused. And when you're in denial and you're in that state of mind, no one can tell you different than what that person is telling you. And because I was at such a low self-esteem, I didn't know what to do.
Okay.
Do you think your family played a role in getting out of an abusive relationship?
Well, my family was very against me being with this person, but they knew that all they could do was just tell me that I was making the wrong decision. And if I wasn't going to listen to them, then it just got to the point where it was nothing else they could do. All they could do was just pray for me and hope that I would realize sooner than later, before, you know, God forbid he was to harm me or kill me, that it wouldn't be too late. I mean, all they could do was pray. But when you're in this mindset, it's just so hard to just get out of it and break away from that person, especially when that person is threatening you, telling you, you know what, if you leave me, I'm going to kill you, you know, and not knowing when you're going to go, where you're going to go, how that person may try to harm you. It's a very emotional state of mind. And, you know, of course I could have went to the authorities. Of course that would have been the proper thing to do, but how much could they really protect me? I mean, are they going to have a cop car following me everywhere I went? You know, and even one time I remember when me and him wasn't speaking, I think I didn't speak to him for about 2 days, and he randomly just popped up on me in the train station. And I mean, he came right behind me, and I'm standing there, I'm waiting for the 2 train, and it was so startling because I didn't know if he was pushing me, if he was going to push me off the platform, or if he was just happy to see me. You know, and of course I didn't want to say anything or do anything that was going to tick him off to possibly harm me at that moment.
This piece was produced by Isis Thompson and Brittany Kate for Youth Mic, a weekly youth-produced program about issues important to teens, and aired on WKCR. Domestic violence can involve emotional, verbal, and physical abuse. The National Coalition Against Domestic Violence was founded to help individuals in violent relationships. You can find out more on our blog and post your comments at youthcast.org. You've been listening to Youthcast, the next generation of sound, a glimpse into the magic eight ball of radio's future, and the outlook is good. A project of Generation PRX, which is a website that's all about youth radio. Be sure to check it out, generation.prx.org. We'll be back in 2 weeks featuring more stories by talented young producers. I'm Chantel Harley. Thanks for listening. And it'll take over your mind.